Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert. Welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Melanie Rembrandt, who is an award-winning copywriter, publicist, author, podcast host, and founder of Rembrandt Communications. She helps clients boost sales, awareness, and credibility via targeted communications. Melanie, welcome.
Hi, Mitchell. It's so nice to be here. Thanks for having me today.
You know, it's been fun getting to know, like, and trust you and interacting with you in the green room. And I'd love the audience to get to know you through your CPOP. What's your customer point of pain?
Overwhelmed entrepreneurs struggling to shine.
Wow. Let's take a deep breath. What's fascinating, what came out of interviewing over 500 thought leaders on credibility is that people don't always show up. And if they don't show up and you can't see you, how do you shine? And there's so many different reasons for that. And Melanie, I'd love to hear more from you. Tell me more.
Well, most entrepreneurs like to get their hands in all parts of their business. I mean, they're doing their administrative stuff, their customer service, their sales, they're writing all of their content. And eventually this just spirals out of control. They're not getting any sleep. They're stressed out. They're working all these hours and then they start to hate their business. Well, their employees don't really want to work with them at that point. They're giving off a negative vibe. So, you know, they're not attracting new customers, investors. They can't give a good media interview. So things just get out of control and ugly. So what if instead they took that whole content marketing part and handed it over to someone they trust who guarantees their services, and then they can focus on the things they love to do, and they might even get to spend more time with their family and friends. And then what happens is they're much more positive. People want to work with them and they attract top talent and top customers, and they're able to stand out and shine. And that's what I like to do for my customers.
Yeah, that is tasty is the only word that sounds really good. I want that. How do you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, over 16 years ago, I was overwhelmed. I was working really long hours. I had no control over my career. And then I was laid off twice. And I thought, this is ridiculous. And I started my own business. So flash forward to today, I've had the joy of working with small mom and pop shops all the way up to big celebrities and Fortune 500 companies. And I've also been able to help, thousands of entrepreneurs with free information out there, webinars, coaching, what have you. And I'm very happy to say that through my training, I've been able to help 100% of my clients save some time so that they can actually do some other things away from the desk and the office.
Yeah, love that. How do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, I am an avid learner and reader. So I'm always out there trying to get the little tidbits and the newest information, via coaching sessions and online training. And then I like to turn around and share that with my clients because then they can use them quickly and get the information they need so that they can do the things they like to do. Because to be perfectly honest with you, I love to help other people, but I would also like to be out there scuba diving or at the dance studio or doing something other than working. And I think it makes my business better. And now that I've had all these years of running my business, I love to do that with my clients so that they can have the same kind of business where they can go out and golf or do whatever they want to do.
So if you're listening or you're watching and you're an overwhelmed entrepreneur struggling to shine, you could say to yourself, I need to reach out to Melanie. And I would say, please do. And Melanie, how best should people reach out to you?
Well, everything is on my website at RembrandtWrites.com.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thanks so much, Mitchell. It was a joy being here.
Oh, good. And This is now the time. If you were listening or watching and it was a joy for you to pay attention, it's now time to spread some cred dust. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thanks, everyone.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.